from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation, live from the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field, the home of your World Series champion Texas Rangers. And you bet your sweet ass I'm going to say that as much as I can for the next couple of months, okay?
House of Champions, that's where we're at right
Damn
now.
Damn right. House of Champions, yeah.
Well, let's enjoy it while we can. Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. We are joined by the beautiful world of Zoom with the great Brian Broaddus, your Super Bowl winning scout from Oxnard. We've got Lucius Alexander back live at Master Control, Carter Freeman running your video, Ruben's here engineering, and of course you are Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. We love you, we thank you, wherever you might be tuning in via the Odyssey app, cruising around Twitch, YouTube, 877-881-1053. What are you hoping to see? Cowboys, Raiders from Vegas, 9 o'clock kick, which is just ridiculous for
not
a
bad for me
game. No. Yeah, well, the rest of us are in the Central Time Zone, Brian, okay? It's always about you.
No, it's
not
good.
Always about
it's
you,
It's all
Brian.
Good, man. It's a good kickoff time. We'll be off in the post-game show at a good time.
Right around midnight?
So, yeah, right at midnight. Really excited about that.
Yeah, 2 a.m. For us here in the Metroplex. Rangers did lose 3-2. They're struggling to stack up, and it's been that way all year long when it comes to putting back-to-back wins together. And Chris Young, after the game, finally used the word next year.
Yeah.
And I think that the big conversation we need to have, fellas, when it comes to our Texas Rangers, and we were talking about it kind of towards the end of the show yesterday, but Evan Grant and the Morning News had another piece about it, but Chris Young signing an extension with the Rangers? I mean, is that a foregone conclusion? Evan Grant was asked about it. He said, I put the chance of Young remaining at greater than 50%, but if it slips a little bit more each day as more clubs get closer to making decisions about their own GMs and word spreads of potential openings. So, I mean, this thing, all of a sudden, you're World Series champs. This year you've had players underachieve, but if you aren't able to secure Chris Young coming back next year, I think there's massive question marks then.
Oh my gosh. This is not even something that I was overly aware of until the last couple of weeks. And it's like, okay, so you win a World Series for the first time in your franchise's history, and you are going to lame duck, so to speak, your World Series champion general manager. I mean, what the Rangers are doing to, or what they have done to Chris Young this year, is exactly what the Cowboys are doing to Mike McCarthy. Except the last time we saw Mike McCarthy in a meaningful game, his team S'd in their helmets for four quarters and embarrassed the entire fan base and the entire franchise. The entire country, if you're talking about America's team. Last time we saw Chris Young in a big-time moment, he is hoisting up the World Series championship trophy.
Yep, this Commissioner's
is a,
trophy.
This is a completely different situation, and unfortunately, you have Chris Young now. And if you're Chris Young, you feel a little disrespected. Are you kidding me? Wouldn't you? I mean, human nature would make you feel disrespected. Now, thank God he's a hometown kid, and he loves the Texas Rangers just as much as any fan in the state does. So you have that going for you, but my goodness, man, it is that would be frustrating if you're him. It's frustrating from our perspective because we're like, why wouldn't you lock up what is an incredible general manager and a guy that everybody wants to see stick around here for as long as humanly possible? Ray Davis, get out the checkbook and sign that bad boy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is. This is the unfortunate part of business. But there's actually, like, history of this happening. If you go through general managers, coaches that have put their teams, have won championships. And I remember in college football, Gene Chizik at Auburn,
sure.
You know, was all of a sudden you win a national championship, and then you're not back the next year, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's this is the unfortunate side of business here, and this is the side I never really understood. If you have somebody who you've entrusted the leadership to and they've been able to deliver. And I don't know where ownership looks at this unless there's something behind the scenes. Is there friction there that is keeping them from getting this extension? And that's something that only that Ray Davis and CY know.
Sure.
But this is not one of those things that you want to, dance down that road with. But there is a history in sports of coaches, general managers not coming back after, getting a championship. And he came back, but getting an extension is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I mean, it's one that is very frustrating for me. I mean, look, I don't understand why Chris Young wasn't already taken care of, but certainly, hopefully, this is something that gets resolved, and it's a non-issue. Obviously, I would assume Chris Young does want to stay here, but he's going to have his pick of the litter, man. He is a very, very well-respected member, and he used to work with Major League Baseball. So, I mean, this is a guy that they can – it doesn't have to be a GM position. You could go back and work in the league office, I suppose, if you wanted to do that.
Man, you've had a bite of that apple, and I – no. The thing – and I – Willie, I really appreciate what you're saying here, but – He is a proven now general manager. I mean, you look at his – he came from the league office. He had an opportunity. People will say, well, hey, Broadus, maybe it was some of the previous regime. Maybe it was some of their players. No, but it took somebody to go out and get this manager. It took somebody to go out and make those moves, to kind of build the team. I just kind of feel like this. You can't let this one get too far.
No.
This guy to me is, if there was questions about lack of experience and all that, hell, we went through that with Nico. All of a sudden he was, he's a guy that sells shoes. Oh, he's a shoe guy. No, he's like now if you talk to people around the league in the NBA, it's a legitimate general manager. That's a guy that's got legitimate skins on the wall.
And you 100%.
You win a championship.
I think it's more CY quality of life deal there with him and how he's got to put so much into the emphasis of the day-to-day operations, the competitor that he is. He's still got a couple of kids that are in school. He's going to have options if he wants to take a less stress job that's still in Major League Baseball. He could do that if he wanted to.
Why? When you've already won the championship and you're proven you can do this.
Yeah.
Why
would the Rangers need to lock him up. Don't get me wrong. That's what I want to happen.
He could have just stayed in baseball. I mean, I'm not trying to fight with you here, but he could have just stayed in baseball at the league, at the office, and not, he wanted the challenge of having to run a Major League Baseball team, and he's proven more than capable of doing it. Organization is
he accomplished the ultimate goal.
Right.
Now what he has to do is he mentions the word next year.
Yeah.
Now you have to sit down and make hard decisions. And you know what? He doesn't run away from hard decisions.
No.
He's gonna have to sit there and evaluate. And it's not just like the last month or so. It's the whole entire season. He has to look at, hey, what do we do different in our department when it came to hitting? Was there something that we didn't did we lose people? Did we have a different approach? Were we trying something that we probably shouldn't have tried? You know, he's got to evaluate, and he's going to have to make some tough decisions because there might be some guys on this staff that won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at big picture, were they the reason why you didn't have success this year? And, you know, the philosophies and all that. The worst thing is to say, okay, we'll run this back one more year, and then something similar happens again, where I see CY being pretty proactive, that if
Absolutely.
He believes that it was something to do with their hitting or their approach to hitting, that we might see some changes in that department.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, to bring it back to CY and just the status of his contract and everything like that, it kind of feels like, I mean, don't you feel like Bochy would say thanks but no thanks?
No, I think it then creates like an entire big question mark on your manager moving forward. Like, I don't think you have Boch without Chris Young.
No,
and
right.
Bruce Bochy's a guy that also, you know, hey, I've won again. I'm deep into my career. I'm a Hall of Famer. Like, there's so many dominoes that can then fall from that. That's why, to me, I really, really hate that we're even having this conversation. It's stunning. It's honestly a bit sickening that he has not been taken care of already moving forward. But one other element of this, and I know we've talked with Jared about it. Ken Rosenthal had the article on The Athletic. Yeah, what's up?
Can I say something real quick, though?
Yeah.
As the general manager, he has responsibility for this, though. You know, I mean, for the way the team played.
Sure.
You know, he has responsibility for the way this team played. He also has a big hand in how they won a World Series. I guarantee you, if he was sitting down with you guys right now, he would say that. This is on me. I've got to figure it out. He's been that guy all the way through us. The last 2 years we've talked to him, he's been really consistent about that, the evaluations and stuff. So as much as you want to celebrate the parade, you need to also, you know, look at what didn't go well, and that falls on his lap as well.
And when it comes to, you know, maybe you offload some contracts, which we saw the Angels do, that was a topic of conversation. CY said, it's not my decision whether that benefits the game or not. It's within the rules, and I don't make the rules. I think the pieces we have right now, the players we have right now, are very important to helping us have a strong finish. He emphasized that last night after the 3-2 loss to Minnesota. He said, I've got an expectation for every game we play that we show up with a mentality that we're going to win that game and find a way to win that game. And I do believe that the momentum created the rest of the season will carry forward into the offseason and into 2025. That's why it is really important that we finish strong. So to me, I'm hoping that's not, hey, we're selling some of our parts here just to maybe help with the tax threshold.
No, and you know, and they're going to have to, he and Ray Davis are going to have that discussions, and we'll see, you know, who will win that battle. I think the biggest mistake that CY made this year was probably trusting his guys too much.
Which guys?
His players. Mm. Now, you could say, well, wait a minute, they won a World Series.
Yeah.
You know, we brought a lot of guys back. He's been consistent about his approach with his team. You know, I mean, he's like, hey, I have faith. Players need to look at themselves. They let their general manager down is what they did. The fact that maybe the general manager's job might be in question because of poor play, that right there, those players need to look at themselves and how it affects the status he has right now.
Yeah, I mean, we went through the decline on the OPS numbers yesterday with a lot of key pieces. Jonah Heim, Adolis Garcia, Ezekiel Duran, Leody Taveras, and
he trusted them all.
Production.
He did, and then you know what? For last year, they showed, hey, it worked out. But, you know, like I say, he put a lot of faith in these guys, and they let him down. They all, be honest with you, they let each other down. Yep. They really did let each other down here.
Good news from a Rangers standpoint last night. My goodness, couple of products dealing
couple
in
of,
the minor leagues,
couple
bro.
A couple of Vandy bros.
Oh, my gosh. Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker looked incredible. Former first-round picks, they dominated in AAA Round Rock and in AA Frisco. Leiter pitching for the first time since July 27th. He had 11 Ks. Rocker pitching on 5 days rest for the first time since last year's elbow surgery, allowed just one run on one hit for Frisco. Duo combined to allow two hits over two runs, 7 2/3 innings, striking out 16 combined, allowing just two walks. Leiter, it was incredible to see what he was able to do. The fastball was up over 100 miles per hour, ended up with 21 swings and misses among his 62-pitch night, struck out 7 of his first 8 batters that he faced. He was money. He really, really was. And Kamar Rocker, I think, I mean, both of these guys, the hope is they're vying for maybe your 4th and 5th spots in the rotation next year. But that's a Rangers positive right now as we're kind of shifting focus a little bit. You want to finish the season strong, but now you're 10 games back from Houston. You're more likely to end up with the first overall pick than you are to make it to the postseason. I think that's kind of what we're looking at is, you know, how's this thing going to look heading into next year as you try and get back into World Series championship contention?
Yeah, man. And now I think there is some excitement, especially when you consider the nature of the position and the long-standing struggles of developing young dudes. And Kamar Rocker, off the injury, he's really just hit the ground running at this point in AA. And maybe you get a chance to see one or both of these guys up with the big boys before season's end. And I know there's a lot of moving parts as it relates to trying to make those decisions, who's going to get the call up. But, man, that is super encouraging.
I'd be super encouraged if they told me they had somebody down there that was hitting like 500 in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Like, we've got three guys that are all hitting 500 right now. That would encourage me.
Well, from a pitching standpoint, Cody Bradford was pretty darn good. 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, couple of Ks last night. Did a nice job giving the Rangers a chance to win. Tonight, it'll be Andrew Heaney on the bump, and it is a big giveaway night here at the ballpark. World Series champion short sleeve hoodie is the giveaway to the first 15,000 fans. And these giveaways have been badass this year, man. Yeah.
Hey, this one's no joke tonight, boys.
Did you get one, Eric?
We got one.
This is nice. I can't wait to put it on my body. This is
Did you get the right size? You get the correct size for
it? Got a little XL action. I think that's
what they've got. That's all they've got right now.
Makes a ton of sense, man. XL is like, that's like the perfect happy medium to try and, you know, try and clothe as many people as humanly possible.
Yeah, this is going to be, man, the giveaways that they've had this year are
they
simply outstanding.
Great, yeah.
So, hey, if you're coming out to the game tonight, still the ballpark's gorgeous, come say what's up to us, the G-Bag Nation Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field. Coming up next, we've got G-Bag of the Day at 2:30. But, Eric, where are we going?
We got a little sports hodgepodge here. Maybe we were all wrong about this particular rookie player.
What?
And I was just informed about something that I didn't know existed. Tell me what you think about this. Next in the name.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nation. All right, Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day coming up in 7 minutes. It is the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field on a baseball Friday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you here, Comerica Backyard, when you get on over to the park today. Stop by and say hello. And this segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation. That's 214-333-3333 or go to frankelfirm.com. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Biggest L, biggest dub in about 20 minutes. But boys and girls, I don't think any of us were high on Bo Nix coming out of this year's draft. Quarterback, formerly of Auburn, goes to Oregon, makes more of a name for himself. And then Sean Payton, Broadus's bestie, says, you know what, Bo? You're a first-round quarterback. You're a first-round quarterback. I'm going to make you that guy. I think all of us did some level of crapping on that, with the caveat of, man, if Sean Payton likes him, maybe there's something that we're not seeing here, okay? But I'm seeing Diana Russini of The Athletic out at Broncos practice, and she's got nothing but great things to say. I see a tweet here. Bo Nix just wowed the crowd with a dagger on 3rd and 10 to Cortland Sutton in their joint practice against the Packers. Pump fake the defender underneath, threw it right over his head. She put the fire emoji. Then I see...
Oh, the fire emoji.
Yeah, that's when you know it's serious.
That's real.
Then Russini says, Bo Nix is a stud. He operates in this Sean Payton offense like a veteran. It would be a surprise if he's not starting week one. She also had nice things to say about Zach Wilson, which really makes me side-eye everything that I'm seeing in regards to her analysis. But might we be wrong, boys? Broadus, what did you see with Bo Nix?
Yeah, I didn't like Drake May. That's the one I didn't like. And, you know, and I think I had Nix and McCarthy kind of as in that same little group. But yeah,
First round?
Yeah.
First round grades?
I wasn't. I was not thinking about Bo Nix at all.
I was not very high on Nix.
And it's, but you got to understand, Diana Russini and Sean are best friends too, so there might be some cheerleading going on there.
Be careful with that.
Yeah,
there you
read
go.
Read into that.
There's the context we need.
The fact that she was speaking well about Zach Wilson kind of tells me anything. But yeah, hey, he's throwing dimes against the Packers. I mean, that's for everybody to see. But You know, and Sean, I always trusted Sean with quarterbacks. I know the first time I ever worked with Sean, and that was 1998 in Philadelphia, lowest guy on the totem pole. He got the Manning Leaf one right. He said Manning's going to be a bust, and that makes me Manning's
Leaf's going to be a bust.
Leaf's going to be a bust. Manning's going to be the really good one. The same draft, he's telling me about Matt Hasselbeck. He's like, listen, Brian, I don't know if we can get. You know, if we're looking at a quarterback, but I really like this guy from Boston College, Matt Hasselbeck. I remember him talking about Drew Henson. He's like, hey, this guy can't play, can't do anything. I don't think he could play. We're in a meeting, and then Jim Garrett says, oh, this is the next Troy Aikman. Sean looked at me and goes, we're effed now. And so, there you go. Sean's had some good evaluations of quarterbacks. How he's used them, the Taysom Hills and stuff, has been kind of crazy in the past. But, I think overall with the quarterback play, the guy I had the most trouble with was Drake May.
Okay, we have all, and Drake May actually may have, certainly looked better last night than he did in the first preseason game. So he's certainly taking baby steps in the right direction. But that's a dude who has plenty of flaws in his game that he's going to have to get cleaned up. Now, have you guys ever? We've heard of baby registries or wedding registries.
Sure.
Have we ever heard of? This was news to me. Apparently, divorce registries are part of the trend.
Oh, which you give somebody for giving to getting divorced?
I guess so.
For doing divorce registries?
Divorce
like registries? A bottle of champagne or something like that?
part of a trend toward breaking the stigma of broken marriages, along with divorce parties and formal divorce announcements akin to wedding and marriage news. So it's like, hey, guys, I just got a divorce, and, you know, wifey took half my stuff. I could use the recliner. You know, I'm missing a blender. She took my favorite blender. Can you believe her? How am I supposed to make my smoothies?
Can I get a new house?
So then you start just clicking on stuff, saying, this is what I need, and then your friends come and support you in the midst of this huge life-changing moment where you are getting a divorce. And it's like, man, if we're doing it for people that are getting married, I don't know. Maybe this makes sense. Maybe this makes sense. These people are clearly in need of things as they get divorced and half their things go by the wayside. Would you pitch in to buy a new sofa for your recently divorced friend who's sitting there in a lawn chair watching television because his wife took the couch? I don't know. Are we doing this? Never heard of this. Broadus, I mean, come on. What's your experience with divorce registries?
Yeah, I kind of feel like I would chip in. I feel like I would try and help. I'm really big on the housewarming thing, kind of, you know, I believe in the gifts and stuff like that. I'm just going to ask you guys, what's the one thing in a divorce that you can't lose? That, like, and I know you don't want to lose your kids and stuff. I get that. But what's the one thing? What's the one thing that your wife could take and you would fight like hell not to let it happen?
Oh, that's a great
question. The house, I would definitely want to try and keep if possible. But otherwise, like, you're not taking my sports memorabilia.
Oh, yeah. There's no way you're taking
that. That wave's mine.
That Emmitt Smith fathead, that's on the ceiling above Walchuk's bed.
Right.
Okay, that's not going anywhere, honey.
That was gifted from the grandparents. You have nothing to do with this. This is not yours.
Yeah.
You keep your dirty paws off it.
Man, yeah, I'd probably, I don't know, would I keep the... I think, honestly, it's probably the nasty Nate Evaldi bobblehead that we got a few weeks ago. That's the untouchable.
It's like, I can see you, like, walking out of the house. Okay, I got my nasty Nate bobblehead. I'll see you down the road.
You can have the car.
Make sure the girls call me.
I'm going back to mom and dad's.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's probably the nasty Nate Evaldi.
I kind of feel like...
For you, it's the Super Bowl ring, Broadus. Of course
it is. Yeah, no, that's mine. She ain't getting that. I think if she took any of my cooking equipment, say she tried to, like, go through and say, the kitchen's all mine, and I would say, no, it's not. No, it's not.
That apron stays with me.
Everything in that kitchen is mine because you don't know how to use any of it.
You know, that kind of thing.
I like that.
Yeah, don't take my crawfish pot. That would be another one that you couldn't do that. Please don't.
Well, I mean, you brought us. Would you ever consider
getting married again? I don't know.
Throwing up a registry, like putting yourself back in your divorce shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish that this was a trend that you could have thrown up online and had your friends support you, or would you have been like, no way?
My buddies actually threw a party for me.
They threw
a party and. This sounds so bad. We had these cups that were made with my name, her name, and everybody had an X'd out and a Sharpie X'd out.
Oh,
I like that, man. That's festive.
Whose side are you on?
I got some savage friends. I really, really do.
Heck, when it came to that.
When it came to that, I'm like, hey, check out the cups, and like my name, and then X out the other.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. It's the G-Bag Nation live at Globe Life Field on a Friday. Biggest L, biggest dub in 15 minutes. Right now we go back into the Pim Cup with Lucius Alexander for today's G-Bag of the Day.
Check, check, check.
Yes, sir.
My mic sound nice?
It sounds sweet.
Hot. All right, good. Yeah, that little last conversation you fellas had reminded me of the time that wifey, this is years, years, years ago, wifey called herself wanting to leave. I came home and she did it on the, you know, they do, they real secretive about
secret,
it.
Yeah.
I get home and it was empty.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, she took all her stuff. And inside, I wasn't even upset. I was like, hey, well, that's what it's going to be. Until I looked up to see my damn TV going. I said, wait a damn minute. You get your stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how she got me looped back in, because I got to keep reaching out to her to get my TV back. And then, next, you know, there's a conversation and amends are had.
There you go. Good for you.
Years ago. All right, this is day five right here for the Redneck Brawls. Redneck Brawls day five. They may be champions. We have an Oklahoma man that went undefeated in the Texas prison system. He can fight. But he ran into another good old boy from Texas that can fight, too. That is great, but it's really about the commentary in this situation.
Mm-hmm. He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg. I like that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. He's tearing that ass up.
Yeah, he is.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he can do this shit right here for three rounds.
Buddy,
he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
in. Oh,
he came in there with sheer confidence.
Sheer confidence.
The other boy's starting to come back. Oh, he's out.
He's out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's out. He's out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son.
Hey.
Oh, my damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Here's the replay. Here's the shot right here.
Nope.
Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
Huh.
Here it goes.
They're glitching.
Boom. It was that
boom.
Right.
That right ended
buckled
it.
Buckled him.
That's still funny to me.
Oh, it's good.
Buckled him.
All right, let's see what this one got for you boys. Hey, divorce registry situation?
Yeah.
If my friends really love me,
yeah.
I want some tickets to Bali or the Philippines, please.
There you go.
Your boy got to bounce back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Got to bounce back.
Still
I was thinking about getting a humidor for you, Lucius, full of cigars.
Yeah, okay,
but,
yeah.
You know, maybe you take them on your way to Bali, by the way.
I'm going to Bali for sure. I'm bouncing back. I'm going to hang out with the passport bros. Steve Burton. Did you guys see his interview with Pats running back Ramondre Stevenson?
Okay, I saw something about it, but I didn't actually watch it. I heard it was a bit awkward, perhaps.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, it surely was. It surely was. Listen to this.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. Oh. I was talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon. Judon.
He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Great, a different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
He's moving on to better places.
Better places.
This
place sucks. Good for him. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh, let's see.
Love the honesty of players nowadays.
Yeah. Ooh, look out over there. Oh, Jared Sandler. This is not one.
Okay.
This is not one.
Let's vote.
But yeah. But he gave a shout out to Section 133 last night during the Rangers game.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to all our friends over in Section 133. They're back and making noise tonight. This is the anniversary, I believe, of the birth of Section 133 last year. 1-1. Castro hits one high and deep to left field. It's kind of like a Nick Castellanos moment as Jankowski goes back, leaps up, and it's out of here.
It's out of here. Very Castellanos-like.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was out of here.
He knew
well,
it, too.
Party really
he
died.
Knew it, too. As soon as you hear the bat, the crack, you knew that.
Sure. He knew
gone.
It.
Oh, man. I wish I was on the booth just to watch his reaction.
Gosh darn it.
You know, Paul George does a great impersonation of Charles Barkley.
No.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, I played it a long time ago, but you know how we do.
That's weed.
We might forget.
That's true. I don't know what I had for breakfast.
Yeah, how about that? But listen here. Paul George does an impersonation for Charles Barkley right there on in his face.
Paul, I'm going to see that impersonation me at some point today.
What do you think about PG's impersonations?
The thing about it is, you know, Chuck, can I answer this one?
That's good.
Because
it is.
Let me tell you one thing.
Talk to me.
Right. What he does, I've heard a lot of guys kind of do the impersonation of me, but not all of them are good. Some of them are just terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Hey, man. I love the impersonation.
Hey, man.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
It was.
Yeah, Paul George.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, man, one time for Reggie.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. One time for Reggie. I've seen a lot of fellas being from, like, the military and being in radio. You see a lot of people come and go, you know what I mean? You get orders or you get a new job or job tells you they just don't want you anymore, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It's always sad to see a fella go.
It is.
No question about it. We miss you already, Reg. Yeah. But happy for him. Happy for him. The come up is real. That's fantastic. All right, let's go ahead and get to the voting, ladies and gentlemen. Is it the champ looking? Was it the Rednecks are looking for four?
This is number five.
Oh, this is number five. This is history.
Rednecks. Yeah,
this is history.
G-bag immortality.
All right, that's who I'm voting for here. Walchuk, what you got?
I think the Paul George was great, but I'm going to go with the champ here as well. I think they deserve this.
Lucius?
Sheer confidence.
Sheer confidence, baby. Broadus, your vote is rendered useless, but we'd love to hear what you have to say.
You know what? Give me one for Paul George because I think he's got a good impression of him.
Oh, my
God.
There
we go. Congratulations. Five-time
status.
Up for G-Bag of the Year. The Redneck Brawlers. That is absolutely fantastic. All right, we have a vacant G-Bag of the Day champion for Monday. Looking forward to that. Coming up next, Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation live from the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field. If you're coming out to the game tonight to go ahead and get yourself a World Series champion short sleeve hoodie for the giveaway to the first 15,000 fans, come say what is up to us. Did see this report from Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News before we get into Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Quote, before the Cowboys departed for their preseason game against their 80s, the two sides, CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys, met yesterday over the phone in an attempt to finalize a deal. Cowboys offering the receiver slightly under $33 million per season.
That is
the
true.
Report there. So more to come. We'll monitor that situation. We'll talk with Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. I'm going to sit down with Brian there, the tennis courts in Oxnard, and we'll preview that matchup with the Cowboys and Raiders. But right now it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
Thank you, British Ian, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Shout out to our good buddy Tim in Carthage, a.k.a. Rat, a.k.a. Pappy. He says his biggest L, he still has no water at his home in Carthage.
Damn.
This is like...
this is going on months.
This has been a little while.
Yeah.
This has been a little... I think he had a tree fall on top of his house. He's had disasters. Thank God his garage was still in one piece.
I mean, that's the main place.
Because that's where he likes to huddle around his transistor radio and listen to the G-Bag Nation and...
Crush Coldies.
All the wonderful shows.
But he's got bourbon, right? He's got bourbon or whiskey. He's doing well. Don't worry about the water.
He is on record saying he'd rather have the bourbon than the water working in the house.
Yeah.
So at least the bourbon faucet is still turning on for him, but nonetheless, no water. That's going to be an L. He does note, though, he's got his biggest dub himself, and from the heavens, his lovely wife, Belinda, will be watching their son, Christopher, receive his doctor's degree.
That's amazing.
From Baylor University today.
Congratulations, Christopher.
Congrats, Chris. That's amazing, and congratulations to you. Our good buddy Tim in Carthage watching his son get that doctor's degree from Baylor today. That is wonderful, and God is good. All right, 877-881-1053. What up?
You're taking an L right now, aren't you?
I mean, I'm constantly taking L's, Broadus.
Well,
left
because
and right.
Let me see if I can do this real quick.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right.
That's your chair that you would usually take to Globe Life is here with me in California.
Yeah.
If you're looking on the cam right now.
And he really needs it today because it is an L kind of day. I mean, he's got the bubble guts.
Nick Harris will be in that chair with a headset on in here in a little bit. So just want to make sure that, you're taking an L right now because I know how bad you are missing that chair.
Yep. I'm just.
Is it the kind of the folding white chair?
Yeah, it's the folding white
one. Are you dealing with that one right now?
You know exactly what I'm dealing with right now, Broderick.
And you're standing up a lot, aren't you?
Up a lot. Flimsy, just what are we doing here, chairs? No respect for whoever sits in this chair kind of chair. Yeah, that's the chair I'm sitting in right now.
I say you're taking a big L.
Big L. Yeah. No, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that.
I'm taking a dub because I'm sitting in my chair.
Yes.
He's got his chair.
Yeah.
I have my chair.
He's ready.
Your
to
chair
go.
Is about to, our guest is about to sit in your chair.
Oh,
and you're still sitting in that Pacific Coast weather.
The weather
which is
oh
pretty
my gosh,
incredible.
Guys,
so.
I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm
I am jealous of the time zone thing for tomorrow night when we're doing post game.
Oh, yeah. I'll have on a hoodie tomorrow night here.
817 biggest dub got a new Jack Russell Terrier puppy named Luna.
Shout out to Luna.
903 big dub this week. Finally got my promotion to superintendent. Wow, 903.
That sounds important.
That's a big time. Like
superintendent
that deserves,
of what?
Yeah, super. That's a good question. I'm assuming of
golf course,
school district,
Golf course. Maybe.
My might always go school district with superintendent.
I guess being a golf course superintendent might be even more badass.
You're the guy or the gal in charge of the whole course.
That's a good pull.
Yeah.
Wow. He just followed up. He says youngest one in the company too. Okay, so he's calling it a company, not a district. This is pretty next level. 903. What are you superintending? Yeah, what do you superintend to do?
Can you give us jobs?
Yeah.
And can you give us jobs?
Can you throw us some money? We'll take a little bit. If you got miles, we'll take some miles too.
I'm looking to get multiple income streams going.
Definitely.
You know what I'm
need all the help we can get.
580, biggest dub, shot for first round of golf under 100. He shot a 98 on Sunday. And for him, that, I believe, is a personal record.
So that's his first round of golf that he's ever played and shot a 98?
No, the first time he's ever broke 100.
Oh.
So
how long have we been playing? Follow up, please.
Yeah. Please.
Because it's been a while. There's a thing called lessons. Hey, hook up with the superintendent of the golf course. He'll help you with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That true that. He also notes his biggest L. He followed up that 98 score with a 114 the next
day.
There
you go.
So, hey, we're getting better. I don't know.
I would say, hey, you know what I would do? I would maybe sell the clubs or take 2 weeks off and just quit is what I would do. My personal advice to you, just take 2 weeks off and then quit.
There you go. Yeah. That's a heady play. Yeah. Always has been ever since I heard Brett Favre use that joke on NFL films or whatever. Ain't that right, Walchuk?
Yeah, that's right. Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks and Mama take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
He says the data center management. That's what he's going to be superintending. So
you got all of our data.
This is a little over my head there. 469L having to drop $1,000, one Jibo, on the kids to ride the bus to school. Wow.
What?
Dub, though, for paying off a $27,000 car loan.
Wait, you could get Eric. Just give Eric the $1,000. He'll take your kids to school. Right,
hey,
Eric?
For a thousand, I mean,
personal Uber Lyft.
All right, kids, get in the back. Let's go.
That's probably for the whole year, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're gonna have to figure something else out because for the year, that's a little bit troubling. But I didn't know we were having to pay for school buses like that.
Either.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Was free transportation.
I think he's talking about Uber and stuff, maybe.
214, biggest dub, son will be born on Christmas. Look at that.
Congratulations. One of my best friends from high school has his daughter is going to be due right around the same time, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a beating. It's a Christmas
miracle, man.
Yeah, you get the thing. They're like, hey, this is your birthday and Christmas gift. Hey. You know, they get
that would add up.
I got that. December 12th, it's like, hey, got you your birthday and Christmas gift together. Yeah, okay, thanks. Appreciate the thought.
The old 2-for-1 special, man.
Yeah, 2-for-1-er.
Yeah, I like that.
Jerks. Jerks.
940, biggest dub. Got the foul ball in the 9th inning last night.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you push somebody down to get it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I always love the guy who comes up with the ball that actually had to work for it a little bit.
I was throwing elbows.
I know Braz does that.
Yeah, push people down to get the ball. That's what you got to do.
817 Big Dub got the Evo ring last night and got lit in section 133.
Hell yeah. That is a party place right there.
The 1 year out there. The 1 year anniversary of section 133 being born. I mean, that's just amazing. 817 biggest L. My dog tore her CCL, which is basically the same thing as an ACL in a dog.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow. That's a bummer.
It's $3,500 for the surgery.
Is that a front leg thing or is that a back leg thing? I don't know.
Maybe all four of them have
that dog it. That dog might be known as tripod if we have to be honest here.
How much does it cost to just amputate that thing?
What are we looking at here? $3,500? Oh, hey.
Jeez, man.
Come on, Doc. Let's do something here.
That's tough.
That's a tough deal for sure. 469 says that it's because they live within 2 miles from the school. So
if you live a certain distance, you got to pay.
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
682, biggest L, down big at, is that Bossier City?
Margaritaville? Yeah, that's, at Margaritaville there. Yeah, it's a casino there. Hotel,
he's down
casino.
Big.
Big?
Yeah, he's down big, but he says, thank God Big Dub for the Odyssey app saved him from being able to tolo while he just takes L after L at the casino. So,
well, I'm hoping a Big Dub for Dawson. He's going to be entering himself a little poker tournament as well over the
weekend. True. Yeah, Wolchuk.
Is that what he's doing today? I didn't know that.
Dawson's he's got a convention that he's going to in Vegas.
Yeah.
Is it that Star Trek thing he likes?
Yeah, it's Star Trek.
It's the Dr. Spock thing. I think they dress up.
Yeah, he's dressing up. He's got the old Live Long and Prosper
guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Dub for him because he really gets to exercise his right to furry this weekend.
I know. I saw him with the pointy ears before he left. It was pretty cool.
Hey, they actually fit him well. Like, at first glance, you're like, those are his normal ears.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait.
He looks like a Star Trek dude.
He is a little elf-like.
He can. He's going to hang tough out there, man. I hope he comes home with his pockets a little bit fatter. He's going to have that opportunity. 254 Biggest L dropping the wife's car off at the shop to fix the AC.
Ooh. Oh,
going to be well over a Jeebo. Biggest Dub, though, wife is not going to complain about the AC anymore.
Yeah,
dude.
There you go.
Hey, and once again, shout out to my guy Mike Osmond at Ice Auto.
Dude, Mike
in
Osmond,
Addison.
You are the GOAT, and we love you dearly.
My air conditioning.
Connie Osmond, myself.
My guy Mike
Osmond
is the
family.
Man.
Yeah.
I haven't had working AC in a little while, and I've been...
Oh, you finally got it?
Got that thing fixed, and it is blowing ice cold. I'm talking about to the point where you're like, do I need to turn that down a notch?
Yeah.
I can't go full blast.
Get out of here.
I can't go full blast. I'm cutting glass. Cutting glass in my car right now. Are you kidding
that
me?
That guy is a miracle worker.
Good thing
you
got that short sleeve hoodie. Yeah, he is a miracle worker. He really is.
That's why I can't wear the white tees in the car anymore.
Oh,
the AC
okay.
is just too strong.
Yeah,
you just pull up to the drive-thru in that. Watch what happens.
What do your kids think?
You're getting
a free
show.
Ride with you? Can your kids now ride with you in the car?
They
don't have to worry about child abuse.
Yeah, no, I keep the car seats in the minivan, so they don't really get in Poppy's car that much.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, Biggest L, Biggest Dub.
Thank you very much, Biggest L, Biggest Dub, every Friday right around this time in the G-Bag Nation. Oh, there he is. Nick Harris is in the tent live from Oxnard, California, as he gets ready to go ahead and leave with the team to go to Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Cowboys, Raiders tomorrow. We'll preview with Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com next in the Nation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.